Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God, but truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Truly, this is my story. I praise God for bringing a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. There is none like him. What a blessed blessing to be a part of the kingdom of God, to be one of his vessels, one of his disciples, one of his servants. Praise the Lord. A child of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Most High God. We thank God for this opportunity that we can come together to be on one accord, to hear what thus said the Lord. Thank God for the opportunity that he gives us to be able to have the divine connection prayer line, that people, glory to God, can be encouraged and get prayers for healing and deliverance, and a place, glory to God, where we intervene and intercede on the behalf of God's people and those that don't know him in the pardon of his sins, for those that are going through in their homes and their marriages, all that's going through in our country that might be having illness or going through a transition, trying to find their way through life, those that are having all kinds of criticism and all kinds of things coming up against their lives. Thank God for not only this place, but many other places that God is causing people to come together to pray all around the globe, to intercede, to intervene, glory to God, on their behalf. Thank God for prayer warriors. Thank God for missionaries. Thank God for men and women of God that have a prayer life and know how to pray and intercede, intervene, glory to God, on the behalf of others, and they not even know how to pray or be prayed, can pray, but they are so been so beaten down or criticized or ostracized or so many things bombarded them that they can't even pray. And that's why we are supposed to be pray one for another, bear one another burdens, strong bear the infirmities of the weak. So I thank God for the manifestation that is on this line. No glory go to anybody else but God, but a corporate work together in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord for even having this time that we can come together to hear the men and women of God speak, especially these women, that glory to God, that seek out the face of God and pray on a regular basis. We thank God for Mother McCormick, the evangelist, that will be breaking the bread of life tonight. And thank you, God, for God blessing and stirring up the fire in her and many others that God has blessed to bring forth the word and still bringing forth the word as God bless us as we prepare to embark soon, going into the 10th year. But God, I bless you for this hour and this time. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the glory of God. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. On this March 24th, 2024, it's amazing that this month is almost ending. Time is moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we better be moving with it because it's not going to slow down. And God wants us to be anchored in him. Regardless of all the things that are going on in life, there's no time to be looking down, looking around, and looking back. We need to be looking unto the hills, which cometh our help. Realize that it comes from the Lord and be in a place that nevertheless, we need to be moving forward to God in the direction on this journey to the things that's going to glorify God and build in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. He who dwells in the secret place of Elohim shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. I will say, Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elion, in him I will trust. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Giving a few more minutes for a few other people to come on. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Bless his name. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Have your way. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. My soul says yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give just probably another minute, and we're moving forward. Whoever joins us, praise God. I know it's only 7 minutes after 8, but bless the Lord. We want to take time, praise God, to worship him a little bit, praise God, and then we're going to allow the woman of God that God has blessed, and I know the word is bubbling up on the inside of her, to bring forth glory to God that God has given her for us tonight. So in the meantime, we're going to continue to give more, one more worship song, and then we're going to give the scripture, and we're going to allow her to have, let God have his way in her, and let her have the mic and give God his glory. Praise the Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. He is an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going of the same. Going, my God reigns. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading, Hebrews 13, start at the first verse. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and thus who are in mistreated as if you were yourself were suffering. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. We're going to just stop there with our reading of our scripture tonight, praise God, which will be coming out of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask, praise the Lord, at this time for Mother Pastor Sims tonight. Be our honors to go ahead and give us a prayer prior to our speaker before I get ready to bring her on. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we ask Pastor Sims to do our prayer tonight. Oh, she's not there?
I'm here.
You're not responding, so I didn't know whether you were there or not.
Okay, I was talking, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening in the humblest manner that we know how. Father, we have our hearts lifted up to you, and we're asking you to be with us tonight on this line as you always are, Father, because you said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, you would be in the midst. And, Father, we're waiting to hear a word from you. We thank you. We love you. We praise your name for this beautiful day, Palm Sunday, in which you let us live as we're approaching the Holy Week, Lord, before you went to the cross. And we ask you, Father, that everybody on this line be blessed. We ask that the speaker come with the anointed word like she always does, Father, but somebody will be blessed. Somebody will be healed, Lord. Somebody will be strong and get stronger from the word that goes forth. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. And we thank you for Pastor BJ always on the line, open and ready to receive what the Lord has for us tonight. So we listen attentively tonight that we will be blessed and we'll be able to share some of what we have heard with somebody else, causing them to come to thee. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for everybody on this line. We pray for the bereaved families. We pray, Father, for people that are going through all kind of things. And we listen as you share your word with us. Send your anointing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for the reading of the scriptures, and also for us, Pastor, as he brought forth even in prayer and sharing. And we're getting ready to introduce to some and present to others a woman of God that loves the Lord, that was studied to show a self approval, seeking out the face of God and have an ear to hear and hunger for God. And we pray God continue to bless that fire of the anointing in her. She loves seeing people set free and healed and encouraged and witness to them to come to know Jesus. Her heart is out for the homeless, the helpless, and those, glory to God, have so many needs out there. And she expressed it so much when she's praying. And we thank God for her being a part of the Divine Connection prayer line. Thank God for her family and her pastor, the church that she's there, glory to God, in High Point. And we want you to be able to hear her, because the majority that's on the line now already know of her as a prayer warrior. So we're just going to bless her now to be able to come forth and share what thus said the Lord, an anointed vessel of the Lord. Praise God. I'm not quite sure. Is it? I know it's over 10 years now, probably, or about almost 10 years that the Lord is blessing, put us in each other's lives through the grandbaby, Kamalita's daughter, Monty, going to school. But ever since then, God has blessed in such a bond and such an anointing. I thank God for the growth in there and the power of the flow of the anointing that's in her, and that she has yielded her vessel for studying and seeking the face of God and being faithful on Divine Connection prayer line. She is faithful, and thank God for her love and her generosity. So we are asking you now to receive what thus said the Lord, because truly I do believe that God has put a word in her spirit, Lord, to God, to rise up out of that belly to share with us what God has poured into her. And I'm believing it through my prayers. I've been believing that it will be transformed with it, shifted to another level. And I'm beckoning, he's shifting her in the spirit as well to a new horizon in him. So at this time, we're asking you to bless and receive none other than this vessel that God has blessed and anointed to come forth this night. We call her Mother Magdalene, but she's an evangelist, Magdalene McCormick. Receive her now in Jesus' name with the blessings of the Lord upon her, and bind up any hindrances that would try to interfere in any way against any word what she's trying to present to us. No interference on these lines or with our devices, whatever. We are praying like never before that the airways be clear for her to flow in the spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Receive none other than Evangelist Magdalene McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for Pastor Hubble tonight. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I thank God for her, Pastor Hubble, and Pastor Steele, both of them, and all the rest of the prayer warrior that's on the line tonight. I just thank him for all what he have already done already in all our life. I just give glory to him. I want to sing a little song, and then I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to go on with the word. I probably want to say just a little bit. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I just had that little song ringing in my spirit. I just wanted to sing that little bit. And now I'm going to pray, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, on this afternoon for giving us the opportunity, God, to come to you boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, we come giving glory and honor to you because you are the Savior of the world. You are the God that sits high, the God that sees, the God that knows all things. So, God, we come tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, give spreading your word on tonight, Lord God. God, asking you, Lord God, to move self out the way, Lord God. God, that you would have the right of way in my life, that you would send forth your anointing in my life to say the things that you want to say, that I will move, God, and you will do the work, God, on tonight, Lord God. God, I pray for those that's on the line that they will have an ear to hear what the Spirit say, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we bind any kind of healer spirit, anything that's not right that try to healer the throat on tonight or try to healer the line on tonight, we bind it and we send it back to the pit for hell where it comes from. God, we ask you, Lord God, let your word come freely through in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic was that we had on tonight was love and blessing. And first, I just want to say faith works by love. So we need to understand that the faith, our faith, it works by love. Deuteronomy 7, 6, and 9. And God wants us to have more than enough. As we walk this journey on these days and time, he wants us to have more than enough. He don't want us to just have enough. He wants us to have more than enough. You got to know that God loves you, that God is a faithful God. He will come through because he will keep his promise, knowing that he said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. So he's a God that can't and won't lie. He will keep his promise. He's nothing like man. He will keep his promise. Man may tell you that they're going to come and they're going to do this, and they may not do it. But whatever God said he's going to do for you, he's going to keep his promise. He's going to do just what he said he was going to do. He is a God that will not lie. Even when you mess up, God is still merciful and faithful. Even when sometimes when we fail to do right, even sometimes we don't do the things maybe that we're supposed to do, and we mess up, but God's still faithful. He's still merciful and loves us. No matter how he loves us, you will not find anybody that will love you like God. I don't care how far in the world you go, wherever you go, you ain't going to never find nobody that will love you like God loves you. Hebrews 11 and 1, Psalms 89 and 34, John 3:16, Deuteronomy 1:25 and 27. Some people think God hate them. And there's people walking around here today, they thinking God hate them. God don't hate them. God loves everybody. Because God said, I sent my son in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So he sent his only begotten son. And so he don't hate us. It's the devil that hates you. And that's what we got to look to. That's what we got to realize. If the devil is walking around here hating people, doing the things. You know that the word of God said in John 10:10 that the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly. God love give us strength to go on. He give us that strength that we can go on. Because sometimes, you know, you might kind of run out of strength. And you need to, you know, maybe you just, you know, maybe not so much you got out of the word, but you need to just get back in the word just a little bit more and you know, and get some more strength. You know, that's just like a car. A car can just go and don't stop by the gas station, get some gas. You got to put some gas in that car. Now, you know, now they got the little electric cars and stuff. But even though, you still got to plug it up to a socket. So we can't just be going and running and not getting into the word. And then we don't have that strength. So that's why we need the Bible to abide in the word, to let the word abide in you. And so that's why we need that word to be able to help us to continue to go through when we feel like we're not having the strength that we're supposed to have to go through the things that we need to go through. Love has lifted us. Love has lifted us. That love has lifted us. When you feel like you got the love of Jesus, you feel lifted up. You feel like you can go a little further. And that God you love, His mercy is new every morning. Every morning, you may miss it, like maybe the day, and in the morning you get up, you feel refreshed again because God's grace and mercy is new every morning. He said, "Thank God for grace and mercy, and the of love, the sea of love. And that's another thing, the sea. And like the sea of love is just like that word, that sea is being planted. And most of the time, you know, you may be around, you may talk to people about love, and it may look like they're not hearing what you're saying, but you're planting that seed in them that you don't even realize that you have planted that seed in them. And so what we need to do is just keep planting the seed wherever you go, and just watch God. Let God do the work. He's the one that's going to do the work. We can't do the work. We have to let him do the work. Think about where God have brought us from. Think about how somebody probably planted that seed in us. And we not where we, you know, some people not where they want to be, but they're not like they used to be. And so they have come a long way. I can speak for myself. I have come a long way because I'm not nothing like I used to be. And so I thank God for his word on tonight, that I know that I can get in that word, and that word can help me to grow. That word can help me to change. That word can help me to be different and to see things different, to have that knowledge, that revelation knowledge, and to be enlightened in the word, that I can have the understanding to know that my understanding can be open, to know how to go about doing things, to know how to call good and good, know how to call evil evil. Don't get it mixed up. So I thank God for bringing me through a lot of things. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love is not a feeling. It's a person. Love is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. But it's Jesus. Jesus the one. He's the person. He's the one that give us that love. God loved me when I was a sinner. He did. God loved us all. When I said me, I was just repraising, like saying myself, because this word is hitting me before it hit each and every one of y'all. So I said, God loved me. I was a sinner. I were a sinner. And he loved me. And 1 John 4:18 and 2 Timothy 2:13, because God loved me. He wanted me to change. So when you think about that, God wants us all to change. That's what he died for. He died for us to change. He died to cleanse us from our sins, that we can be able to be different, that we don't have to walk around here doing things that we shouldn't be doing. When I was out there in the world, he wanted us to be different. Even when we are unfaithful, Psalms 89:33, he is still faithful. When we not even faithful, he's still faithful. His word. He will keep his word. 1 Corinthians 10:13, Psalms 34:19. Don't doubt God love. Hebrews 11:11. That's another one. I was saying, don't doubt love. Don't doubt God love. Because he loves you. Don't walk around here and feel sorry about yourself. Don't walk around here and feel like that because you're going through different problems in your life that God don't love you. God may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always on time. He have his time. He have his time to come. So today, let us focus on just one of those, the true vine, and how being connected to the true vine produced a fruitful vineyard, like a grapevine is a produce plant. A solid plant can bear numbers of fruit. Psalms 80:8 and Isaiah 5:1-7. Sometimes when things don't work right with your tree, you have to do something about it. And when I think about a tree, I thought about the tree that, not a tree, but a little flower that I had that I brought home one day. I thought about how that flower just wilted down, and it was almost gone. The flower was almost gone, and so I know it was the Lord that led me to do that, because I didn't know nothing, I don't know nothing about no flower, and so I just looked at that flower and I spoke to that flower, and I took those little dry leaves, those things I like plumed it. I pulled all that dead mist from around that flower and stuff, and that next day, that flower was up, and that flower today in my room now, in my living room, that flower is so big, and that's just the way it is with us. Sometimes there's some stuff around us that need to be plumed. We need to be cleansed from it. Something is hindering us from being able to grow like we're supposed to grow. And so just like in the spirit, you have to stay connected to that vine. You got to stay connected to the vine, which the vine is Jesus. We got to stay connected to him. You can't, because if you depart from it, you will spirit to die if you depart from it. And so we have to stay connected to the word, that word of God. We got to stay connected to the word. We got to always get into that word and let that word abide in us and not just be a hearer of the word, but we need to be a doer of the word of God. We can do nothing. We can do nothing. Y'all have to excuse my glasses. We can do nothing, meaning you will be isolated or cut off from the plant or thrown away. You can do nothing if we don't stay in the word. You almost die. You'll just die. When I say die, you'll die in the spiritual. I have to explain that. You'll die in the spiritual realm. That's where you'll die. You'll die in the spirit, and you still, if you don't, other way, you're still going to die anyway, but you're going to die in the spiritual if you don't stay in the word of God. You will be a tree that just going on a journey with no fruit of the spirit. But you can always remember God can do it again. He can always do it again. Just like he did that plant, he did it again. Even though the plant was nice when I first got it, and then I got it home, took it down the road, brought it here, and it just wilted down. But God did it again, and he can do it again for us. So don't never give up. You might give out, but don't you never give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God, because he's right there. He's there in your high, when you up high. And sometimes we up high, we so high we can't even, we don't even see nobody else. But Jesus is there in his high, and he's there in the low point. And he's there all around us. He's there all the time. He's there all the time. Because Jesus loves you. He loves us. And when nobody else cares, Jesus cares. When nobody else cares about you, always remember that he cares. He cares about you. So we know that the fruits of the Spirit is in Galatians 5:22-23. Love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temper. And John 15 speaks of the true vine. Now, we know that the true vine is Jesus, and we are the branch. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he purges. That's what I'm talking about a while ago, purge that. It may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word. You're clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abide in the vine. That's the only way. You got to stay in the vine, which is Jesus. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. He said, I am the vine. You are the branch. I am the branch. Whoever abide in me, I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:1-5. I am seven. There are seven complete spiritual practices. They are, I am the bread. He said, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That's John 6:35. He said that he is the light of the world, John 8:12. He said that he is the door. That's John 10:7-9. He also said he's the good shepherd, John 10:11. And he said the resurrection in the life. He's the resurrection in life, John 11:25. He also is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And the last one, he is the true vine, John 15:1-5. He is the true vine. So all of those, you know, seven things that he completed in the that he said he is, he's all of that. And today I was sitting and thinking, how good is so good when we don't know how to do something, but he knows how to do all things. If I keep my trust in Jesus Christ, everything will be okay. The word of God is so good. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I know that the word will help me if I keep believing in it and trust that whatever I need, he will supply it for me. And Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs. He will supply all I need according to his rich and glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever I need is, God will supply all I need. And we know there's some needs that people need to be done, you know, some things that they need in their life. But all we got to do is just rely on him and trust him. And he will supply all I need. God will supply. He is a supplier. He is a supplier. Watch God provide. He will provide. He will provide before your eyes. Watch him step right in. He'll step right in. When things don't even look right, when it look like you may have a bill to pay or you may need something and you don't know how you're going to get it, and somebody may just come and just hand you a little piece of money, or somebody might come and say, well, I'll pay for that situation, that thing, or whatever you got, or I'll help you with this or this or that. God will supply. He'll make a way for you when it look like the way can't be made. When it look like things ain't being done, he's working it out for you. It said, watch him step right in. He'll step right in the situation, because he's right there with you. That's why I said he'll step right in, because he never left you. Well, people think that he has left us. He never left you, so therefore he see everything that you're going through. He's right there beside you. Wherever you go, he's right there. And he knows what you need before you even ask. But sometimes he wants us to ask for things. But you stand fast and preserve in his relationship with Christ. And let him speak to you a word. Let him speak to you. And things will change your heart and your mind if you let him speak to you. If you just listen, because he's speaking. A lot of times he's speaking to us, and a lot of times we're not even hearing what he's saying. And he's started speaking to us. Don't stop trying. Don't give up. Don't stop trying. Whatever you need to do, don't stop trying doing that in the word of God. And don't give up. Trust in the Lord at all times. Psalm 37:34 said, trust in the Lord at all times. wait on the Lord and keep his ways. Keep his ways. Because your ways is not, his say our ways is not like his ways. So keep his ways and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Psalms 37 and 39. But salvation of righteousness is of the Lord. He is the strength in the time of trouble. He is our strength when trouble comes, when things get so hard for us. He's our strength. When we seem like we just can't hardly go, when we seem like we just can't hardly make it, he's our strength in that time of trouble because he knows. He knows all about us. He sees and he knows our heart and our heart desires. Ephesians 2 and 10, God put his love in us so we can love other people. He put that love in us so we can love other people, that we won't just throw other people away out of our life and don't want to be bothered with them. He put that love in us. But he wants us to have the love of his love. He wants us to have that godly love, that godly love. He wants us to be led of his spirit. We have to believe that we got it. We got to believe that we have that love that he has given us. We know sometimes you may get kind of maybe upset about some things, and you do sometimes, and you just repent and ask God to help you to get over and that you'll be able to do the things that you want him to help you to do, to help other people. And it's not just a feeling, it's a no-so. It's a no-so. You got to know this for yourself. You got to know that you got this love that God wants you to have. And by the word of God, James 1 and 22, when God asks you to do something, he is trying to get you to get a harvest. When he asks you to do something, like maybe he asks you to help somebody, to do some things, or to give them something, he wants you to get in that place where he can work that situation out in your life that you can get a harvest, that you can be blessed, that your blessing will come, because you can handle your blessing sometimes, but not being obedient to do the things that God is asking you to do. The word love is a seed. It will grow. It'll grow in you. So as you plant that seed in someone else, and it can be all different things. It can be money or it can be love. It can be all different. You plant that seed, it's going to grow. When it has been planted in you, your heart, it grow around you. It'll grow. But sometimes when God speaks us to do things, we'll look and we'll say the devil is a liar. And it'll be the Lord be talking to us to do something. We don't want to do it. We just don't want to do it. It said, blessing. Before every blessing, there is a test. Now, there's a test before blessings come. That's just like in school. You take a test. There's a test before you can get promoted. You got to take a test on different things. God tests you with stress. He'll test you with stress before he trusts you with success. These are the principle of persistent prayer, being persistent, to pray, being persistent to continue to pray when it looked like you don't know when it's going to happen. You get up one morning, you just pray and you just say, God, I just know you're going to do it, God. I just give it to you. I just put it in your hands, God. God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you work this situation out right now in the name of Jesus. Because, see, I know you can. And you just keep praying. You being so persistent like the woman did that went to the judge. You just being persistent. And that is going to come through. It's going to work out. And it will come. It will. There are prayers that will be answered immediately. Sometimes there are prayers that will be answered immediately. Just I just have to say this, like the time when about four or five times the thing had happened to me, and it happened immediately. But I thank God. I thank God for that. And then there's prayer that might take a week. Your prayer might take a month, and even years. They prayers that you've been praying for, and you still praying for, and you still waiting, and you still believing, and don't give up about it, because it's gonna happen if you don't. It said, "Do not be weary in well doing, and do see you will reap if you faint not." So don't faint. Just keep praying. Don't give up. Just keep praying about that situation. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen. So while you are praying, you are going to learn something that you cannot learn to know on your own, your way. You know, while you're praying, what I'm saying, while you're praying, you're learning something about yourself as you're praying. And then waiting, there is a blessing. One, the blessing is that you learn more about yourself than you don't, that you think you're not learning. But as you're praying, you're learning some things about your own self as well. You know, it's not so much as other person, but you're learning how to be able to help somebody. That God is working in you. He's working on you to get you in that place where he wants you to be so he can that he can bless you. He said, while we are praying, God is working on us to get us to believe in what he is about to do. So while you're praying, he's getting you into that, wants you to be able to, he's working on you so you can be able to do what he wants you to do, because there is some things that he wants us to get into and he wants us to be able to do, and we got to be strong to be able to stand and be able to know how to do these things. So he's working on us without doubt. He don't want you to doubt it. He don't want you to be worried about it. When we are praying, so don't give up. Hang in there. He will come through on time. When you are going through the fire, now when you're going through the fire, when you think about fire, fire burns. Fire is hot. It is hot. But sometimes there's some stuff that, like I just said, was about purging, but then there's some stuff that need to be burned off of us. Some attitudes sometimes. Some jealous ways in our life, or some different things in us that just need to be burned off. So you even wonder why you are having to go through it. You begin to wonder, why am I going through this? Is it for testing or purification? As you pray about something over and over again, you'll face the test that revive more about you. As you continue to pray, you'll see how you begin to act. Maybe one day you were acting one way and you said, well, dog, I guess I shouldn't act like that. And then you in that fire, and God is trying to work on you, trying to get you in that place. So when you go through that test again, you can pass that test and you'll say, oh, I passed. I don't feel that way no more. I'm not acting that way no more. I don't have that thought in my mind like I was doing. I don't have that angry feeling. I don't want to be around that person like I used to, didn't want to be. God is burning up that stuff out of you. He's burning some stuff out of you. As God said in Zechariah 13:9, I will refrain them like silver and purify them like gold. And the test goes by putting it in a big vent, you know. They put this gold, you know, it's gold. You look at gold in the natural. They put it, excuse me. The test goes by putting it in a big vent and heating it until it gets so hot that all the impurity is burned off. And, you know, they put the goat into this thing, and they just burn it, and it's burn that stuff, burn whatever it is that need to be burned off, they just burn it off. And the way the metal know when gold and silver are pure. When they can see that reflection in them, then they know it's getting better. God can see His reflection in you when all the impurity have burnt out of your life. After you have been through the fire, He said that after He done the test and purification, they will call on My name and I will answer them. Zechariah 13:9. And I thought about, I don't know if that will go with that scripture. I thought about Paul and Silas when they were, I think they was in jail. I thought about that before. When they thought they got three in there, but I see four in there. And let us know that even when we in that fire, when we in the fire, when we're going through the fire that we be going through, that God is doing stuff in us, burning off stuff. Jesus is right there with us. He's right there along with us and stuff. He's just right there. In that test, you are going to learn a lot about yourself. If you give up praying, you are never going to learn the lesson that help you become more like Jesus. So don't give up praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop being obedient to the word. Don't stop listen to the word. Don't stop studying the word. Just continue to do what the word of God is saying. So keep praying with persistence each day. And remember that after the test, the blessing will come. So after that test, after you go through the test, just like in school or whatever, then you will have, that blessing will come. John 3:16, Romans 8:26. As we go through these tests, God has this time to open that door. So as you go through the test, then He has the time for you, the door to be open, because He put us in a place. We get into a place where He just wants to cleanse us, where He just wants to work on us, just work on us, just help us to be able to be purified, be able to have that mind to do the things He wants us to do, and He put us in this place. It's not our time. It's not our time to come out. But a lot of times we get into this place and we're ready to get out of it, because that heat is bothering us, you know, that heat is bothering us up, and we're just ready to come out. But it's not our time for us to come out, because when He knows come out of that situation, He knows when we're going to act right, when we're supposed to be obedient, and when we're supposed to have the love that we're supposed to have. He knows exactly about that. We have to stay in that room that He put us in until God knows that it's time to come out. You got to stay right there. You got to stay right there until it's time for you to come out. So keep the faith. Keep the faith. Just hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Just stay there. Keep the faith and don't give up. You might, like I said a while ago, you might give out, but please, please don't give up. God loves you. He loves you. So don't, just hold on. And John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Romans 5:8 said, "But God showed His love. God shows His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He showed that love for all of us, not just for one set of people. He showed that love for us all. And He yet showing His love for us all. But some people just ain't taking heed. He's speaking every day, but they're not listening. They're not listening to what He's trying to tell them. Jesus is letting us know that His love is translated as goodness. His love is goodness, is kindness. And people don't want to be good no more. People don't want to be kind no more. People on the highway, they just don't care how they drive on the highway no more. People don't care how they act in the grocery stores. People don't care how they act in church. People don't care how they act in home or wherever and in all these different places. People ain't showing their love. The love of people have white coats. They ain't showing love like they supposed to. Even some of the Christians, and they the main one because they, you know what the word say, and you're walking around not doing what God's telling you to do. And he's faithful. He's showing his faithfulness. He's showing his mercy, devoted, and favor. He's showing all that to us, and he wants us to listen. That is a unfailing love of God. It's part of his covenant with you through Jesus. This means that it cannot be broken. His love cannot be broken. His love won't be broken. You cannot be separated from his love. Romans 8, 38 and 39. His love will not be broken because he loves us. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and is kind. Love does not image or boast. It is not rude. It does not insist on its own way. Sometimes we just want our own way. We just don't want to do this or just don't want to do that. It's not irritated or resentment. Sometimes people are just so resentment. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. It rejoices with the truth. God's great act of love is his son Jesus Christ. And John 3:16, and Jesus died because of our lacking of love. He died because we didn't have the love. We didn't have the godly love. We might have a love, but we just had a love that, just like some people, they say, well, I love you today. And then tomorrow, you see them acting like they don't care the thing about you. And that's not godly love. That's in the natural love. They all different kind of love. This, I can't pronounce some of those love things that is, but there's a lot of names for love. Jesus really died. He really died in the place of sin. He really died for us all. It was his. He had a willingness in order to die for us all, for the all the sinners. Jesus' love is godly love. He had a strong love, a self and a sacrificial love during this earth, a ministry. Doing as he walked the ministry, he had the love to show all the different disciples. Y'all still there? Susan, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
Okay. I know my phone did something. I thought it had went off. Okay. All right. And
No, you're good. You're good. Praise God.
Okay. And he had a strong love. As he walked on the earth, as I was saying, as he walked on the earth, he with the disciples and how he went to the lame man, how he showed his love to the lame man, how he showed his love to the blind man, to the woman with the issue of blood, to Hannah, who was Abraham, all those different people, Moses, all the different ones. He showed his love as he walked. I mean, some of that was in the Old Testament, and then some was in the New Testament. Let me explain it like that. But Jesus wants us to follow his love. He wants to follow his love, not the world love. He don't want us to follow that love world, that love of the world of love. He wants us to walk in all his ways, in his ways, because, we walk in his way, we will go the right way, but we walk the other way. And that's what the enemy wants us to walk in that flesh way, and we know we walk that way. We in some of that way you gonna be going in the wrong way, and so he said he wants us to keep his commandments, plans unto him, serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. His love is unconditional. John 4:7 said, "Beloved, let us love one another." He wants us to love one another. For the love is of God. His love is of God. And his pure perfection, unconditional love, move him towards self-acting. You know, he show his love. He don't just say, in the agape love, you don't just say, I love a person, but you're gonna have some action behind that love when you got love. You're going to have some action. You're going to show that you love somebody. You ain't going to just be just talking with lip talk all the time. And well, in the natural, sometimes you just are in there. Sometimes he may show love in that too, but in the spiritual realm, it's a different love. It's just a whole different love. It's a godly love, and that's the love that God has came in this world to show us, and he wants his children to have that same love that he had for the world. It said, believers should not seek a rage. We shouldn't be seeking rage. We shouldn't be out here doing some things that the worldly people doing. We shouldn't be acting like worldly people. God intent us to love our enemies, even our enemies. Sometimes we have to, you know, put our guards down. You know, we even our enemies. Sometimes we may sometimes want to just say, oh God, I'm so sick of this person or that. But we can't be just like that. We can't. We just say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me to get it, not to act like this. Oh Lord, but they do get on my nerves sometimes. But you know, but we just have to not be saying any words sometimes. We have to go and repent and get it right. That's why we have to. That's why we need to be cleansed. We need to be purged from all this stuff so we can get it right and stuff. And so let's see. Well, persecute. Let's see. We shall strive to be perfect as God is perfect. God wants us to learn how to show love by the Holy Spirit. And let's see that. When we put our faith in God's hands, like the seed we plant, we are giving him something to work with. When we put our faith in his hands, God help us. God will provide seed for anyone who has a sower mentality. You will determine your own harvest based on the seed you sow by God's word. God can accumulate, make every favor and earthly blessing come. He can help us. The blessing things that you need, we just go to him. Go to him. God wants to favor you with blessings. He wants to shower you with all kind of blessings. But the hundredfold return. He wants to give you the hundredfold return. Also come with persecution. He comes with persecution sometimes. Mark 10:30, Ecclesiastes 11:4. You must overcome the fear. Sometimes we got to overcome that fear because Jesus said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. You got to overcome the fear of sowing. Sometimes we have money or we have this we need to do, and we afraid to do it because we say, well, Lord, if I do this today, I ain't gonna have no money to do such thing. If I give her that, I won't be able to have this or that. And so it's a fear where the enemy get on us and don't realize that we are stopping our blessings sometimes. And then sometimes, but you got to be alert. You got to know it's the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you now. You can't be just going out there doing things, giving away, and then, you know, gave all stuff away. And then you got no money to pay your bills and stuff. Now, you got to have some common sense and doing things like that. You got to have wisdom. You got to use some wisdom and things, too. And so you must overcome the fear of sowing. Satan will tell you you cannot afford to give. And like I was just saying that, there will be seed time and harvest if you don't faint and do season. You will reap if you faint not. So you will reap. If you don't faint now, you'll reap. And my final word tonight is learn to wait with patience. And hope for expectation is a more a spiritual material. When we find ourselves having to wait on something, we can patient take a seat in him and rest in God's presence. That's just like when we find ourselves sometimes we have to go places and we got to sit and wait. But just wait on it because it's going to happen. Sometimes it takes waiting. You don't get everything. Like I said, you don't get everything you want at one time. Take a seat and just rest in God's presence. the promise of God, peace is not made to those who work and struggle in their own strength, but to those who rest in Christ Jesus. As we wait on him, our strength is renewed. So as you wait on him, your strength is renewed. So just hold on, whatever the situation is in your life tonight, today, just hold on to God. And God will, he'll make a way for you when it looks like the way can't be made. He knows what you need before you even ask. And this was like the woman with the issue of blood, her time. She knew, she didn't know her timing, but she held on, and their time, and she had a listening ear, and she waited on God, and her timing came when God wanted to come. And if you can't believe it, you can have it. Jesus cares about your pain. He cares about your pain. Believe you will receive. The word of God can fix it because it fixed the woman with the issue of blood. God loved her, so he helped her to get healed. God can turn it around. He can turn your situation around. While you're trying to figure it out, God already is working it out behind the scenes. The woman got a breakthrough in her life. God raised her up so she can encourage someone else. Sometimes you got to be raised up so you can help somebody else. How you can't help nobody else. If you ain't been through the test, if you ain't been through the situation, you can't tell me nothing if you ain't been through something. So that you got to be able to go through situations. God is saying run and tell somebody. God is wanting us to run and tell somebody. But run and tell somebody about the word. Tell somebody that God is coming back soon. Tell somebody that Jesus loves you. God cares about you. That he's not a God that hates you. He loves you. He sent his son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that the world be saved. And also, he says, the word is alive and powerful. Jesus has done it all. Jesus has done it all. There ain't nothing that he ain't done. He done done it all. Now he's looking for us to do what we need to do because he done did everything he's going to do. God can change something with the word of your mouth. There's power in our tongue. So therefore, that we got to be careful about our tongues too. We got to be careful what we say sometimes. We just say things condemning ourselves or condemning somebody else. So we got to be careful what we bring out of our mouth. That's why we got to use wisdom to be able to do things. And Jesus did not have the filter. She did not have a filter to go to Jesus. It was her faith. It was her faith. I'm talking about the woman with the issue of blood. She had faith. She had faith. Always got to say the woman is your blood because I just love that scripture. And so that is it for tonight. And I hope and pray that y'all got something out of that on tonight. God bless.
We did. That word was powerful and was rich and it covered all the grounds of love, that umbrella, praise God, of all the fruit of the Spirit, along with telling us about the blessing, praise God. But before we go into any accolades, I do thank God for you and pray God's blessing that he's in the virtue back in your body or to you for the powerful word of an encouragement, enlightenment, and also reminders and some words to fortify in our spirits. And sometimes we meet a spiritual awakening as well. Praise God. I thank God for you tonight. At this time, if there is any prayer request before we go into accolades, I mean, for our remarks for this woman of God that brought forth such a powerful word tonight. Praise the Lord. I thank God too for back that time and that patience and waiting on the Lord too in our faith. But bless the Lord. If there is any prayer requests, give me a moment to open up all the lines so that way everybody can be able to make their request if there's any. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I think we might have had a couple that might have dropped off a little bit here, but I had to leave. But those that are on the line still, at this time, if you desire a prayer request, we have the woman of God and other ministers here that we will pray with you and touch and agree. So at this time, if anyone have one, you can make it be known now.
Pastor BJ, this is Pastor Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Okay, I was calling to say thank you for praying for my niece. She had brain surgery on last Monday. And she's home doing very well. But I'm putting in a request for one of my younger brothers is on a ventilator in Richland Memorial Hospital tonight, and we're asking for prayer for him. We didn't think it was as serious, but he's on the ventilator, and we're asking for prayer, and we thank you so much for your many prayers that have gone up for me and my family.
Praise God. We're going to take that request right away. Mother McCormick, we'll be in agreement with you while you're praying and just agree with anything else you said behind that. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord. Lord, we ask you to look down on Pastor Sam's brother, Lord God. You know all about him. You see where he's at in the hospital on the ventilator, God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to move on him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you said in your word by your stripes that we're already healed. And God, we just claim total, complete healing in his life right now. God, we just ask you, Lord, to bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you, to try to hinder him in any way, God. We know, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. So, God, we just put it all in your hands this afternoon, Lord. We know, God, that you see and you know all things, Lord God. And we ask you to give him the strength, Lord God. And, God, just work it out, God, that he would be able to come off that ventilator as soon as you will have him to come off, God. Because you are the God that sees. You are the God that knows what we need before we ask. But you told us to ask. So we ask in you tonight, as we touch and agree with our sister, we believe, God, that you're the one that's going to work this situation out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
In agreement, total agreement for a miracle in the midst, God. Jesus.
Yes, man. Lord.
Anyone else?
I'm requesting prayer for a ex-co-worker of mine who is very sick in the hospital.
Okay. Can we get your name or the person name?
Ruth.
That's Ruth's name.
Ruth. Ruth.
That's the chap. The person's name, Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth.
Okay. All right, my sister.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come again, Lord, believing you, Lord God, for Ruth, God. And, Lord, we don't know what the problem is, but we know that you know, Father. And we ask you in your name, Jesus, God, that you will send forth complete deliverance, God, in her life right now, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to pour out your anointing on her right now, Lord God, and send forth complete divine healing in her life right now, Lord God. Touch her from her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Send that miracle on her right now, Lord. God, I know you can work it out, God, because you told us to ask. You told us to believe in you, Lord God, and we believe in you, Lord God, right now, Lord, that is already worked out, and we bind anything that's around her, anything that's not right, anything that's trying to hinder her right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it. And we send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from. We speak with the authority on tonight about Ruth right now, God, that you will raise her up out of that hospital, out of that bed right now, that she will come home sooner, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Kajal, my nephew, Javen, he's about 17, 16 years old. They found out he's been up in Chapel Hill. He has lupus. They say he has lupus. And they've been treating him for lupus.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look down on is this Rachel?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Rachel nephew right now in the name of Jesus with lupus, God. God, we know lupus not too hard for you, God. We know, God, that you can deliver him from that situation as well, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind that spirit of lupus right now. We speak directly to the core of lupus, that lupus will have to go out of his body in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you is a God that sits high. We speak total, complete healing in his life right now. From his head to the sole of his feet. We know, God, that you are a God that sits high, and you said in your word to ask. We ask and we believe. You said by your stripes that we are already healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we claim healing right now in the name of Jesus. And God, if you're not saved, God, we ask you to save him. We ask you to fill him with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know you can, Lord God. So we put it all in your hands, and we bind every spirit, every foul demon that tries to hang him in any way, in the name of Jesus. And we call it done. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Okay, there's no more prayer requests. Praise the Lord.
I'm doing much better, y'all, with my left hand. I'm getting physical.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. I thank God for sending me to the right doctor. I thank God for answering prayers. I thank God for y'all touching and agreeing with me. God is bringing me out. I belong to
thank
Jesus.
You.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I asked for a prayer request for Kimberly out in that we asked her a couple of times in the last couple of weeks we've been on for young lady, maybe 3 weeks now, out in Arkansas. She's testifying, even yesterday when we touched and agreed over the phone for the oil to be anointed for her to be able to pray. We're supposed to be doing this a while back, but nevertheless, I was able to do it yesterday with Alicia and myself, touching and agreeing. She wanted to tell you all for me to pass the word on that she thanked God for the prayers, not only for me praying with her periodically, but for you all praying for, because I told her the prayer was, been praying for her too. And so she's getting her strength back. She's feeling so much lighter, and the weights are coming off, and she, of the heaviness of what the enemy had her bound by and whatever like this. So more and more yokes are being destroyed, and she's walking in the more in the word and peace with all the things that have been bombarding her. She is just grateful for the Lord in this progress, in this process. And so we believe in God for the manifestation of total healing everywhere. She still needs a healing in her body, and she still has some other things that are, you know, still going on. But the fact that she has faith now and being able to have her peace in God while she's walking through this thing, so she's so much happier. So she's, I told her, I said, maybe she worked 12-hour shifts, and a lot of times when we're on, she's working. So just keep her in prayer. Hopefully she'll be on one day and be able to share a testimony telling you all thank you. But the words yesterday she was saying to send to you all. And so her name is Kimberly. So keep her lifted up in prayer, because we believe in God for the miraculous to manifest. But it's like a solar person starts spiritually, then we'll start seeing more of the manifestation on the outside. And God is doing it. So praise God for her.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you want me to pray for her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on Kimberly, Lord God. God, you see her heart. You see what she wants to be able to do in her life for you, God. And you know her heart desire, God. And we pray right now as we touch and agree with our sister Hubbard and all the other prayer warriors that's been praying for Kimberly. Lord, we see that she's coming out, Lord God. We see that you're working it out for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we see, God, that whatever her heart desire is, God, we see that you have the love for her, and you will bring her out victorious, God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life right now. We thank you for her having a mind to want to be changed, Lord God. So we just ask you, Lord, to continue to grant her heart desires. And Satan, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, that you will move off of her. We bind that spirit, whatever it is that's trying to keep her bound, trying to keep her think she can't be able to go forward or do the things that she want to do for you, God. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the pits where it comes from. Now, Father, we call in her total, complete deliver right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't forget to pray for her healing for her body. Yeah.
And God, touch her healing too, God. Touch her healing. You know what she's going through in her body. You know what the situation is in her body that needs to be delivered from, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to move on her and work that situation out. Send that healing virtue there. where it need to be, God, whatever that situation is, God. We put that in your hands too, God, in the name of Jesus. You told us in the word to ask. Whatsoever thing we pray for, we pray, believe, and we shall receive. So we pray for her right now. We trust you to agree with her prayer right now that it all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Well, we're going to have Brother Black to start us off tonight, praise the Lord, with his remarks, and Mother Alexander and Mother Willard, and on down the road, however the Lord bless from there.
Amen. Praise God, prayer warriors. I just, that was so much. You said more than a mouthful, and we got fed some healthy spiritual food. And when you said God is a provider, oh, don't we know? He is a provider. Even when it seemed like it isn't going to come, it always comes. It's always right on time. And guess what? It has always been there. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you said when we go through the fire, God is ushali. God is burning some things off of us.
Yes.
Just as the silver and the gold is purified because of the high intensity of the fire, it purifies the gold and the silver, the dross, it comes out. The impurities come out. Just like when God deals with us and we go through the things that are not wanted, that's not like God, comes forth and come out. It's necessary that we go through these things so that they can see the love and the glory of God in us and not us ourselves. There's so much you spoke about. But I just thank God for the word. And you did your studying. Love you.
Praise God. Thanks. Yes.
Thanks. Thank
praise
you.
The Lord. Sister McCartney, praise the Lord. I came praise on the end of it because I was coming home from another program. But I caught the word when you said in the word. Jesus wants us to walk in his ways. That's a mouthful. Because if we walk in his ways, a lot of things would be much better. If some of us would walk in his ways. But thanks be to God. What I caught, I love it. Because he was coming right down my line. Do what God said and stand strong. Because we must walk in his ways if we want to accomplish everything he said we can accomplish.
Yeah.
And I thank God for your word, Sister McCartney. Thank God for using you so mighty, baby. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. For Evangeline McCormick, praise the Lord. Evangelist McCormick, we thank and praise God for you bringing this great message on the love and blessings of God. Hallelujah. And you said faith works by love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not going to read everything that I got. And you said you let us know about the love of God by letting us know something about God and who he is. He is, praise God, a promise keeper. Hallelujah. And he loves us. He really loves us. And you said, and that's, I believe, down in Romans, the 5th chapter, where you said, praise God, but God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. Now, God showed how much he loved us when he let Jesus die for us. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you said, love is a person. His name is Jesus. Glory be to God. And then you talked about the true vine, John 15. We ought to abide, hallelujah, in the vine. We can't do nothing of our own. If we think we're going to get out there on a ship, and we not realizing that we need Jesus. In order for us to thrive, we've got to abide in the vine, in Christ. We got to stay in him. Hallelujah. When you ask, you can believe, praise God, that he's going to grant it because if you abide in him and he abide in you, praise God, what you ask, you can receive in Jesus' name. So it's imperative, it's an emergency that we keep staying in the vine, which is Jesus, hallelujah, letting us know, praise God, the love of God, hallelujah. And I heard you say something, I remember sharing that one time to a young man, and just the Spirit moved on me to tell him that because he was real sick. You said, don't give up on God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has not given up on. How do I know? Because he's given us brand new mercies every day. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So we thank and praise God. Don't give up on God. I don't care how the situation looks. You got to look and see how big and remind yourself of what God did for you yesterday, last week, last year, whatever. Remind yourself. If he did it then, he'll do it again. Glory be to God. Trust. You said something about trusting God. Hallelujah. And we trust and we thank you. And we thank and praise God. And I heard you say, I could go some more. But, hallelujah, you said trust in the Lord at all times. Not one, I don't care, especially when you're going through. When you go back to Romans, the 5th chapter, and you talked about love and blessings. Praise God. When you're going through the testings of your faith, the trials of your faith, it's going to produce something on the inside that we need. Glory be to God. I may need some patience. I may need something developed on the inside of me, and except I go, and I'm not an advocate saying you got to go through something before you get to something from God, because I believe if you're willing and obedient, you can eat the good. That's what God's words say. You can't eat the good of the land, but we realize as human beings we on this earth, praise God, and you're liable to face some challenges. Hello, somebody. But one thing I've learned is that whatever you go through, because you're a child of God, you're not going through it alone. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He said in Psalms 23, even though you walk through the, it's through the valley of the shadow of death. You're not going by yourself, mm-hmm, because he's with you along the way, praise God. Mm-hmm. And you said, be a doer of the word, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can't be just hearers of the word and not a doer of the word. Even that scripture, praise God, tell us, hallelujah, when we love, we got to love what? In deed and in truth, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you said prayers, sometimes prayers are answered immediately. Sometimes prayers are answered maybe in a week. And I put it like this, I think I said one time. Sometimes when you pray, you got to wait. Hallelujah. I'm saying a whole lot, ain't I? Well, that's mm-hmm. what was, she was here. She shared a whole lot.
Praise the Lord. I was going to share too.
Okay. You're never alone, praise God. Learn to wait with patience, praise God, and rest. I love that. God wants us to rely, lean and depend on him, rest in him, praise God. I guess I could go on more, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Amen.
I thank and praise God for the mighty word. God loves us, and he wants to handle our situations. We just have to come believing and be a doer of his holy word. Obey God in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister McCormick.
Amen.
I love you. You did an awesome job. God bless you, my dear. Amen.
God bless you. Love you. Thank you.
Amen. Love you, too.
Are you there, Pastor Sim?
Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister McCormick, for that word that you shared with us. And like everybody says, it was so much, and it was so mighty. It was so anointed. And I kept hearing in most of those verses, I kept hearing you say in your delivery, you may not have said it out loud to us, but you kept saying, he's with you, he won't fail you, he'll do just what he said he'd do.
Yes,
he won't lie to you. He's not going to string you along and tell you he's going to do this, and when it's time for him to pay up, he's not going to do it. He's not a man that he should lie. He's with you through your trial, and everything that comes upon you, against you, in your face, behind your back, wherever he is, you are not alone. God is with you. And he showers extravagant love upon us.
So we ask God to continue to bless you and that you live long and prosper and that you deliver many, many more sermons like you did tonight to nine men and women, boys and girls who will hear this word because it was so anointed. Thank you so much. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sister Rachel, Sister Laura, and anyone
praise
else.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for my auntie tonight. I thank God for the rich word that she came forth with. I thank God for how he's using her. I thank God that she just, it's things that I've been through, and I know that God will. You might not see your way through. She was talking on that too, faith.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see my way, but I'm still trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give up. My trust is in the Lord. You don't see yourself coming out of the situation yet, but you got to believe in your heart that God will bring you out. I believe. I see God moving. You don't know who's going to help you and how you're going to come out. But know that you will. Know that God will send somebody to your rescue. He always got a ram in the bush for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for the word tonight because I go through things, and I know I'm not going through for nothing. I'm going through to tell somebody that God can deliver. God is a healer. God is a mind regulator. God is your everything. He is. It's everything she said tonight. He's long-suffering, and we're supposed to be that too. We're supposed to be just like our Father. We say we serve him. We're supposed to be just like him.
Amen.
Loving, patient. Have that listening ear. Be like a refrigerator. Be able to keep something that somebody tells you because you never know when that person may get in trouble again. And if you tell somebody else, guess what? They're not coming to you no more. They might want to commit suicide, but guess what? They won't come to you because you told it what they told you in confidentiality. God, I thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
God, that word was rich and powerful. And I ate and I digest it. And I know it's true. God, I thank you. Thank you, Auntie. Keep on keeping on in the Lord. Don't let nothing stop you.
Thank you. Love you. God bless.
Love you.
Okay, if Rachel's not saying anything, if you can move forward, then I wonder if any other guests, not Rachel, I mean Laura, if there's any other guest that's on the line, want to make remarks, go ahead. You know, I don't like a gap for a long time in between. No one else? Well, I just want to thank the Lord again for my sister tonight, for how the Lord blessed, and all the remarks as well, as quite a few already went out, so we're not going to make this lengthy. But I do know when you first opened up, you said first, faith works by love, and whatever God says, he will do it. And we know God is faithful to his word. He's not a God that he should lie. And when you said, when you opened up and said also how the enemy has some people fooled and whatever, that God doesn't love them and he's mad with them or he don't care for them or whatever. But the thing about it and so forth, that is true, especially if it's people that have gone through some things and haven't given their life to the Lord. And sometimes they think the things they did make it look like, you know, the God don't love me, he'll never receive me. And sometimes even with backsliders. So I like the way you said that. And also the other piece that you put in there about how we have to be to a place, just like you said with a car, you can't keep on going without having gas. You have to stop and, you know, replenish and so forth, right, before it run out. Or also the plug when you said even though they're electric cars, you covered the bases. So beautiful with that and so forth. Regardless, it still is going to have to be plugged up because it's not going to go. So how much more with us without having the word in us and spending time with God and building that relationship and whatever, how we're going to run out and how we'll find ourselves drifting. After a while, we'll have been backslid and the things that can transfer and take place. You brought out a lot of points. You brought out even things, and I know, like you say, you always love the woman with the issue of blood, but every time God blesses and uses you with that, it always be great points that be brought out and how even various other things that, how you talked about the fruit of the Spirit and various other things that was in there and how we need to stay connected to the vine, and if we don't and so forth, like he, if that branch don't produce any fruit, it's going to be cut off. And we want to make sure that we may go through some things, but try to stay in a repentant state so that we can stay connected to the Lord. But it was a lot of things that you brought out that was great. I'm not going to go back over it because you had quite a few things that brought out and some things I would like to plug in. But because of us already been said a lot, we're going to stop it at that. But, you know, I'm very encouraged about how God is blessed, how God is grooming you, how the Lord is blessing you to open yourself up to let the Holy Spirit have this way, and how from the beginning, from you first coming in to allowing the Lord to start using when the gift was been revealed about God had a plan for your life, and even in the evangelistic area, the more and more you've been seeking God and standing on his promise, so many wonderful ways God has blessed and groomed you, and so much more to come. So I'm proud of you, and I'm blessed, God, for your time. You spend time to study and seek the face of the Lord. When you bring the word, you're bringing it with the truth and not just potato chips and hot dogs. Glory to God, and you are bringing some word with some meat and potatoes and filet mignon and having some roast in there and whatever. So I thank the candy and we thank God. Oh, that would be nice. But in the meantime, you are really bringing a spread to the table. And so it's wonderful, and I pray you continue in your endeavors, as Pastor just said, too, about continuing to work of the kingdom and bringing the word. And so I'm proud of you, that you're not letting what you've been through or you're going through hinder you from hearing the God. And that's with all of us. And I am so proud of each one that when the Lord has blessed these prayer warriors, they are warriors in the power of prayer to see all of them, the miraculous work God has been doing among us, that we can give God the glory as we come collectively doing the will of the Lord. So praise God for you. Now I'm going to give this space for you to have your remarks, and then we'll be, I had a theme that we're going to be preparing for next month. And I definitely got to, and I know it's almost time for Pastor Sims. I got to find out whether we use for the next one or end of the month for you. I'll get back with you because I know right now, I think you're the only one right now that haven't spoken for the year, I think. And then again, it could be my other sister too as well. But at this time, we're going to give remarks to you. And then we'll get ready to close for the night and get ready for our prepare ourselves for a prayer tomorrow night for those that will join us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for each and every one of y'all that tonight. Just thank God for each and every one. I tell you, I was going when I got ready to do this, there was so much on my mind at time, and I just had to get it. I just had to get myself together. I said, Lord, let me settle myself. Let me settle myself right. Let me get it together. There was a lot, but God dealt with me. He just spoke to me. I heard him when he said, settle yourself. Lay down, take a little nap, rest, get back up, do it again. He said, I'm going to be right there with the side. Yeah, take you through it. Started getting together, and I had so many papers around me. He said, "You don't need all that. You don't need all that paper." I mean, I just thank God for how he started talking to me about stuff. He's like, "You don't need all that. Okay, time to stop. Stop. I stopped when he told me to stop." I just thank God for how he deals with me about stuff when it comes to speak the word. I just thank God. I frustrate my own self. Sometimes we can frustrate our own self. God trying to do it, he in the way. We all in the way trying to do things. He just wrote us there. Get out of the way, let me fix it. And that's what I'm trying to learn how to do this. Get out of the way. Let me do it. I'll do it. If you just move, if you just open up your mouth, I'll speak for you. I'll speak for you. You can put some stuff in the paper too, but I'll speak for you if you just move out of the way and let me handle this. This is This is for me to do, not for you. You move out of the way and let me do it.
Praise God.
I just love my Jesus. He's so good.
And that's not a any of us. Praise God. So bless the Lord. It's wonderful. Because there will be times, just like you said, as much as I love to write, as many times and so forth like this too, I get a little bit excited and I have to step back, and most of the time I'll be ahead of my paper, but I just like to write. But in the meantime, it's all about stepping back and letting him do it. We'll have those times here, give us the space to look at some things, and other times it's like, nah, go ahead on forward, or either he'll let us come back up out of our spirit. Praise God. And so I thank God for you. You did a marvelous, wonderful job. And we bless God. So, Father, we just thank you for restoring the virtue back in your servant. Bless our God. Use her continuously for your glory. Amen. You was about to say something about Evangelist.
No, I was just, I thank God for all y'all. I just thank God for being on the prayer line, being connected to all y'all. I just thank God for being connected. Because I tell you, since I moved, I'm going to say it like this here. Since I moved to High Point, and this is a place I always wanted to move at, and I didn't even realize. But since I moved up here and since I got in contact with you and the rest of the prayer warrior, I tell you, I just thank God for the growth. I mean, when you can see the growth in your own self, that makes a difference.
Tell me about
That makes a difference when you can see that you don't want to be when things that you used to do and you don't want to keep doing it and you want to be changed of it and you want to be real because you want to make it in. I want to make it into heaven. I don't want to miss heaven. And that I just thank God what God has opened up my eyes to see that I can be a light to be able to tell my family, to be able to let my family know things, the things that I'm going through right now that I can help my grand. Right now, I just thank God. Thank God.
God is wonderful. Praise God. Thank God for the testimonies that come from you, too. And, Father, we are to you have one other prayer tonight. We are praying. Well, I guess you go ahead and since you're the minister of the gospel. We'll pray and thank the Lord for Pastor Bird. Send her prayers to everybody and whatever for all the prayers and intercession been done on her behalf for her family. The eulogy was done on Sunday. She said it was beautiful. The Lord blessed. Everything went wonderfully well. So she's saying right now, she's been back and forth on the road, up and down, up and down, up and down the road. So she really just like for a couple of days get some rest and some sleep because her body is definitely needed. But God really blessed and used her, and also the testimony on that end, too, with the family. We thank the Lord for. So my sister, if you want to take that last prayer request of covering Pastor and her family, but keep her. Main prayer request is keep her niece, Wanda. Her sister had two daughters, Shirley and Wanda, and Wanda is the one that's been right there with her and whatever like this. And she just was in the hospital, and they got congestive heart failure. She had that before, but she, you know, confessed Christ, but she still hadn't let go the cigarettes. And then Pastor was saying, she kind of like the night that it happened. I mean, the day that it happened. She came in the hospital, and the next, at the funeral, she was kind of locked up in the room and just evidently just got the room full of smoke. So pray for her, and plus they found a spot on her lungs, so she's concerned about that. She missed that appointment because they had to go to emergency, so that's going to be on Friday. So pray sincerely for the daughter Wanda, then that the Lord will bless, and she will yield herself totally to the Lord and get rid of those cigarettes, but also her health and those things right here in her mind with all the things that are going on besides what just happened and the congestive heart failure thing coming back up again. She's smoking so heavily and there's just a spot there and we don't know what the enemy might be saying to her mind when she's pulling away like this. So just keep Wanda up in prayer consistently and we're going to believe God. But the rest of the family, the Lord bless. They've been doing pretty good through it all. But just know the times that there will be moments that will probably, and Pastor, we bless God for Pastor Bird, really, what God is doing in her. And know she's going to miss it, but also the place God has her in right now. That's wonderful. So you go ahead and take that request, or if it's too much, I'll go ahead and pray, whichever one.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look on apostle right now, Lord God. I mean, prophet right now, in the name of Jesus, and prophet. We ask you to look down on him right now in the name of Jesus, Father. God, you know what she already been through, God. God, continue to give her that strength, give her that rest, God, that she needs. Put the strength back in her, Lord God, that she will be able to be refreshed over again, God, in your name, Jesus. And, God, we ask you, Lord God, to just keep her, Lord God, as she continue to go through, Lord God, because we know a lot of time it's not when it first happens sometimes. It's just when it's the aftermath that really catch you a lot of time when you're going through a bereavement like that, especially with her sister. So, God, we pray for her, God, that you give her that strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And look down on her niece, Lord God. Look down on Juana, God. Look on her as the things have been said at, about the spot on her lungs, God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to move anything on her that was supposed to be there, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, also, God, we ask you to send her total healing in her body and touch her mind, Lord God, and help her with those cigarettes, God. Take that taste out of her mouth, that she won't have that taste, to taste those cigarettes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, ease her mind and let her know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to bring her out and to help her in the situation that she's going through, Lord God. And Lord God, and even the heart, was the heart failure? You say she had heart, was the heart failure? God, touch that heart right now in the name of Jesus too, God. God, we know you're able, Lord God, to even put a brand new heart in her, God. We know that you can do that. There's nothing too hard that you can't do, Father. You said by your stripes that we're already healed, and we were healed 2,000 years ago. So, God, we put that in your hand right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know it's already worked out. The plan is already done. And, God, we just ask you to help her to get caught up with the faith, God. Help her to know that it's a faith walk in the name of Jesus. So, God, help her to realize, God, it's not what you see. It's a faith walk to believe that things can turn around in her life. And we ask you to look down on Shirley. God, we ask you to touch her too in the name of Jesus. Whatever going on in her life, losing just pray for her too, Lord. We just pray for her right now in the name of Jesus that you would just give her strength, Lord. Whatever she might be going through, God, we bind every spirit, everything that's not right around these two ladies, God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from. And we thank you, Lord God, for doing it, God. We know you're working it out right behind the scenes. When we can't even see it, we know that you're working it out right now. And we know that you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from all the destruction, Lord God. So we just put it all in your hand right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Beautiful covering. Praise God. And as we release all these things back in your hands, and all these concerns, God, for every one of us and all that everyone is going through. We thank you for the blood covering, the protection, the shield, and thank you for your word and the anointing. And thank you, Lord God, as we depart from this phone and not your presence, covers all of our families and loved ones and bind the hand of the enemy on every area of the any trick, snare, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, and any chaos or confusion, anything to come against that, Lord God, with our families, our loved ones, our possessions, or whatever, we rebuke, bind, and loose. We even pray for debt cancellation. And thank you for good stewardship over it, and that the love of God will have us like never before to walk in the love of the agape, forgiveness, and also the blessed plan just to give praise and rejoice and give thanks and admiration unto you, Lord, and just give glory to God, thanks in all things. We just love you in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, and we thank you for all that you do every day in Jesus' name. Call back our peace, joy, strength, courage, encourage, and obedience to your will, and that the word will come alive in us in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the speaker tonight again. And we thank God for the fire burning off everything that's not like God and the fire for us, the determination to keep going forward in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a blessing.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You all have a blessed and wonderful night. And as we continue to pray one for another, with anticipation of expectancy of greater things yet to come, and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord in spite of what we're going through. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. God bless you all, and we bid you shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all have a good night.
Amen.
Have a good night. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Look where you brought us from. God, I bless and honor you. You are so marvelous and wonderful and awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord.